A painting of a skull by Jean-Michel Basquiat broke records at Sotheby's last night. The work sold for more than $110 million. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, that is the most ever for an American artist's work at auction.
With thick black lines, an open mouth, an explosion of blue, red, and yellow, the skull seems to be shouting. Jean-Michel Basquiat was just 21 years old when he painted it. It wowed art lovers when Sotheby's first unveiled it 2 weeks ago. The auction house's pre-sale estimate was $60
million. $79 million.
It was shattered within minutes.
$498 million.
With fees, the price tag rose to $110.5 million. The winning bidder was Japanese internet mogul Yusaku Maezawa. This Basquiat painting hadn't been seen in public for decades. It was sold at auction in 1984 for just $19,000.
Which at the time was obviously a record for such a young artist. Don't forget that Jean-Michel at the time is 24 years old.
Sotheby's head of contemporary art, Gregoire Billot, says the work has been in a private collection ever since. Sotheby's was thrilled when it came to them.
Because nobody knew who bought the painting at the time, there was no loan request either for museums or galleries. So for us to be able to offer this painting was like a discovery. That was a complete rediscovery for the market.
Billot says only two other contemporary artists have exceeded $100 million at auction, Francis Bacon and Andy Warhol. And now Jean-Michel Basquiat.
It didn't surprise me at all. And it's just going to keep escalating.
Photographer Paige Powell was Basquiat's girlfriend in New York in the 1980s.
His work is so provocative. It gets to everybody on all different levels, politically, poetically.
Basquiat was born in Brooklyn. He never finished high school. Instead, he was consumed with art. Picasso, Jackson Pollock, Andy Warhol, who became a friend and collaborator. Paige Powell says Basquiat would be thrilled at last night's sale.
He was absolutely obsessed with being famous.
And for a time, he was. But in 1988, Basquiat died of a heroin overdose. He was 27 years old. Much has been written about the angst and chaos in Basquiat's paintings. He mixed graffiti with abstract symbols and body parts and scrawled words like fool and whitewashing on his work. Basquiat was a voracious observer. In an interview for the 1986 British documentary series State of Art, he noted that modern art leaves a lot of people out.
Black people are never really portrayed realistically in not even portrayed in modern art enough.
For Gregoire Billot, it's important that the highest selling American artist at auction is African American.
It's always difficult when you're a minority, and I think you grow as a group, as a country, as a minority when your biggest symbols are appreciated and enjoyed by the rest of the planet.
Collector Yusaku Maezawa also seems to understand the importance of the work he just bought. He's planning to build a museum for his collection in his hometown in Japan. Until then, he says he'll loan the Basquiat to institutions around the world. In an Instagram post, he said he was struck with so much excitement over the work and wants to share that experience with as many people as possible. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.